tell you.
Programming support is brought to you by Bagatelle Books, an independently owned secondhand bookstore on Haywood Road in West Asheville. They carry a variety of used books with a focus on rare and obscure. Bagatelle also buys books. They are open Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed Tuesday. Information is available at bagatellebooks.com or 774-5585.
You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville, and this is the AFM NewsHour. I'm News Team Correspondent KP Whaley. The AFM NewsHour theme music is composed by local artist Alicia Tistas. Views and opinions expressed on the AFM NewsHour do not necessarily reflect those of Asheville FM, its board of directors, or program sponsors. For more information, questions, feedback, story suggestions, email us at news@ashevillefm.org. And you can also find our stories on Facebook at Asheville FM. On today's edition of the AFM NewsHour, with immigration being the number one issue on voters' minds, we look at the economic impacts that immigration brings with a local economist. Buncombe County prepares to meet communities where they are regarding the opioid and other addiction crisis. Dr. Dick Needleman brings us our daily dose of healthy Asheville, and we'll bring you the tailgate market report and more. But first, let's take a look at this week's headlines with News Team correspondent Cannon Weiss.
Hello, this is Cannon, and these are your headlines this week. By a vote of 5-2, the Asheville City Schools Board of Education has elected to consolidate Montford North Star into Asheville Middle School. Emotions ran high with tears shed and frustrations voiced as a capacity crowd fought to keep the Montford school open. That crowd was left saddened by the vote to consolidate the two schools. The decision was the culmination of about 3 months of public-facing discussion, two dedicated public hearings, and an emotional final meeting. The vote has many questioning if the decision will benefit the school as a whole in the long run. The vote came as the district approaches a $4.5 million funding cliff, in part due to declining enrollment and the expiration of some federal dollars. Combining the two middle schools, with an estimated reduction of 18 positions, realized through attrition, could save $1.8 million to $2.3 million per the district.
You're listening to the AFM NewsHour. I'm News Team Correspondent KP Whaley. Economics Professor Emeritus of Guilford College, Dr. Carol Clark, spent several years in Guatemala and Guadalajara studying community development. This week, she joined us to discuss the topic of immigration and economic impacts that it brings to the U.S.
Pat Battle with the Asheville FM News Team. Today here with Dr. Carol Clark, Professor Emeritus of Guilford College. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Clark. And I'd like to start off by asking you, a lot of people think that immigrants are taking their jobs. Is that true?
Well, the data don't seem to suggest that. The Economic Policy Institute has recently come out with a report that shows that the prime age labor force, that's people aged 24 to 55, is experiencing the highest rate of participation, labor force participation, in the last decade. And the prime age labor force of U.S.-born men without a bachelor's degree, and those would be the ones who would be presumably competing with jobs that immigrants might take, they also are experiencing growth of their labor force participation. So it seems to be that the labor market has been able to absorb immigrants that have come in the last couple of years, and it continues to generate strong job opportunities for U.S. workers as well.
Okay.
So that's what it looks like from this point, from the research point of view.
And I remember during the pandemic that one of the major drivers for hyperinflation, not really hyperinflation, but increasing inflation was a labor shortage. If we were to strongly shut down immigration, would that impact inflation?
That was Dr. Carol Clark speaking with News Team correspondent Pat Battle. She's an economics professor emeritus of Guilford College. And we have the full interview, extended version, available on our website, ashevillefm.org.
Programming support.
To address the rising opioid crisis here in Western North Carolina, Buncombe County will host a community conversation focused on education and removing the stigma of substance use disorder for the Black community this weekend. Zakiya Bell Rogers and Nafisa Harrison of the Buncombe County government joined me to discuss this. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you so much. You know, I always love coming to Asheville FM to spread the good news of the county.
Yeah. And Zakiya, we appreciate you always making time for us. You have this cool Buncombe County, but also community partner event kind of coming up.
Well, I'll tell you what the event is first. On March 16th, this Saturday coming, we will have our first of mini series community conversation about the opioid crisis. And today we're going to talk about the opioid crisis in the Black community, and that's where we're going to be focusing on Saturday. And we're going to go through each community because we know all cultures experience things different. And so we want to make.
Hi, I am Dr. Dick Needleman, health reporter for 103.3 Asheville FM, with this week's Healthy Asheville Health Report.
And now it's time for the Tailgate Marker Report from the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. Spring officially arrives on Tuesday. Most farmers' tailgate markets around the region have opening dates starting in April and May, but we'll have a rundown of times and locations for Buncombe County markets within the coming weeks. Though we still have a few weeks before we see spring produce like asparagus, rhubarb, or strawberries at the markets, the warmer weather, blooming trees, and returning bird songs definitely makes it feel like the seasons are finally turning.
Well, that about does it for the AFM News Hour. I'm KP Whaley, and I'd like to give special thanks to Patrick Battle, Walker Spruill, Dick Needleman, and Cannon Wiest for their contributions to the News Hour this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and stay tuned next for No Borders.